5. Britt the Elder sat uneasily in a chair made from enough welded square-tube steel to be indestructible, which was covered with just enough foam padding and vinyl upholstery to not quite be comfortable. She sat in an office that was instantly recognizable as the habitat of an executive-level civil servant. Deluxe imitation wood grain paneling covered the walls, and a computer and phone that were only 10 years out of date sat atop the wood grain painted on steel desk, right behind a nameplate which read Director Brittany Ryan. "No," Britt, the much elder, said into her phone. "I've made my decision. Absolutely not." She winked at Britt the elder and smiled. Britt the Elder thought that Britt the Much Elder's voice sounded similar to her own, but slightly higher pitched and more nasal, like an audio recording of her own voice played back and sounding like a different person. Britt the Much Elder really sounded like Britt the Younger, but less whiny. She looked much the same as Britt the Elder, or Britt the Younger, for that matter, with the same face, same build, and same reddish-brown hair. Instead of the retro-hip horn-rimmed glasses the younger two Brits preferred, Britt the Much Elder wore a pair of frameless spectacles. And instead of a light blue wizard robe or a flowing tropical weight dress, Britt the Much Elder wore a highly structured suit with a knee-length skirt. Britt the Much Elder said, "I understand all of that, and my decision stands. You are to keep the subject under surveillance, but do not move on him under any circumstances. Is that clear?" She listened for a few seconds to the barely audible squawking noise of the other person talking, before cutting them off. "You have your orders, Agent. That will be all. And Agent, try not to fall for the banana in the tailpipe." She broke into a wide grin, almost laughing as she ended the call and placed her phone on the table. "I transferred those two doofuses to my task force so I could keep an eye on them, since they knew too much, but man, they've been worth it just for the entertainment value." Britt the Elder was not amused. She knew from the beginning that conferring with Britt the Much Elder was the simplest, most practical, and most logical thing to do. The fact that she tried several other things first demonstrated how unpleasant she found the prospect. She had also gone to talk to Jeff, as he had experience tampering with the code of living things, but he'd been very careful to leave their memories and other brain functions alone. All she learned from the visit was that Roy was not subtle about it when he took an interest in a woman. Britt the Much Elder leaned back into her desk chair. She smirked at Britt the Elder and raised her eyebrows playfully. "Sorry I had to be such a hard-ass just then. It goes with all this, I'm afraid." She waved her right hand in the air to signify the office, her title, and the job that gave her both of those things. Britt the Elder cleared her throat. "I was just asking you if you remember any of this happening from back when you were me." Britt the Much Elder nodded. "Yeah, that's right. And I don't. It got a lot harder to keep track of our life events after I took off and became Britt the Much Elder. Britt the Younger's only met me once, so her journals are no help. You don't keep a journal at all, and you barely ever see me anyway, so there isn't a pre-written record of what's going to happen to me from day to day. I tried to work from memory for a while, but then I just sort of let it go. It was one of the best things that ever happened to me. I've learned to enjoy surprises again." "Good for you. And you have no memory of this problem, or of having this conversation before when you were me?"
Britt the Much Elder leaned back and closed her eyes.
"No, I have no memory of this conversation."
"Doesn't that strike you as odd?"
Britt the Much Elder nodded.
"Oh, yeah, totally. But I'm sure there's an explanation. Maybe Britt the Much Elder made me so mad that I went home and got blackout drunk.
I really disliked me when I was you."
"Yeah.
And you had..."
"I have my reasons."
"You do.
And with the advantage of age, I see now that those reasons are silly. You're holding a grudge against me because of how I treated you when I was Britt the Elder and you were Britt the Younger, but that's how Britt the Elder treated me when I was Britt the Younger, and it's the exact way you're treating Britt the Younger now."
Britt the Elder leaned forward and spoke through gritted teeth.
"I'm not mad because of how you treated me. I could take it. I'm mad at you because it means I have to treat Britt the Younger the same way, and I hate myself for it."
"No more than I did. What's done is done. Multiple times in our case. You'll get over it. In time. I did. In fact, to make that easier for you, speaking as Britt the younger who I was, I forgive you.
Britt the elder blinked several times as she attempted to process what she'd just heard.
That's very nice, I think. Thank you.
Britt the much elder smiled.
Of course. In fact, while I'm at it, I was also you. And on behalf of you, in advance, I forgive myself, who you will one day be.
Was that supposed to make me feel better?
Yes, and it will. By the time you're me, you'll be perfectly at peace with all of this crap.
Fantastic. In the meantime, we have a real problem, and you don't seem to be taking it seriously.
Britt the much elder held up her palms, signaling that Britt the elder should calm down.
Yeah, I know, I agree. It's weird.
Weird? You say it's weird?
We're talking about a logical paradox that casts doubt on every assumption we've ever made about our life, and threatens to corrupt and possibly even crash the computer program that generates our existence. I think it's fair to say that goes beyond just being weird.
Okay, it's really weird. I can see that this whole thing has you on edge.
Yes!
Britt the Elder almost shouted.
I'd say it's fair to describe me as on edge. I haven't shown you the best part yet.
She kicked off her ballet flats. For the first time, Britt the Much Elder seemed genuinely alarmed.
What are you doing?
Britt the Elder said,
showing you these,
and lifted her feet up so that Britt the Much Elder could see them. At first, they looked just like Britt's bare feet, which she'd seen many times before, since they were her own.
Then they looked different.
Britt the Elder's feet changed from perfectly normal-looking human feet to two crude collections of polygons, approximating the basic shape of human feet without any of the details. Her feet remained that way for about a second and a half, then switched back to normal, then cycled to and from the polygon version several times in the space of a second before changing back to normal feet. Britt the Much Elder stared.
That's not right. No, it is not. And you don't remember any of this?
Nope, not at all.
And your feet?
No, my feet are fine, and I agree that it's a serious issue.
And getting more serious. It's spreading. It started with just my toes, now it's the whole feet. And it starts affecting whatever shoes I wear. I've gone through two pairs of flats since I noticed the problem.
I'll help you in any way that I can.
Well, good, but I don't understand how you can be so calm about this.
I'm calm because I'm you in the future, and I still exist. It seems like if this was going to cause some serious problem, it would have by now.
Don't you see? This is an error in the program that is our universe. The fact that you don't get that, but I do, is proof that your memories are no longer tied to my actions or thoughts, which means that everything is on a fundamental level completely messed up. The fact that you still exist isn't proof that things are fine, it's a symptom of the problem. The universe could crash at any second. It could even be that me coming to you will cause the final logic error, but I didn't know what else to do. And if I'm wrong, then what about the philosophical ramifications of that? What if all these years we've been tormenting each other because we thought we had no choice, but in fact we had a choice all along?
Britt the Much Elder leaned further back in her chair.
I don't know if it's, what you call it, the perspective that comes with age, or if it's that I've seen so much weird stuff at this point that I just don't notice it anymore. Or maybe those are actually the same thing. The point is, I stopped worrying about all of those philosophical issues years ago. When it comes to free will, these days I just figure if I'm meant to have it, I'll have it.
That attitude must drive Philip nuts.
How would I know?
Good point.